Hi there. How much do you know about sheep? And why is it in the Bible the people of God are so often described as sheep?
Jesus-centered life, number 9. Sheepiness. Jesus repeatedly described the people of God as sheep, and for good reason. Sheep are not exactly quick of mind, if you know what I mean. They're timid, fearful and easily panicked. Typically stupid and gullible. Vulnerable to fear, frustration, pests and hunger. Easily influenced by a strong, calm leader. They're easily prodded into a stampede. Vulnerable to a mob mentality. They have little or no means of self-defence and are easily killed by their predators. Sheep are jealous and competitive for dominance. They always seek fresh water and fresh pastures, but aren't very discerning in their choices. They're stubborn and always insisting on their own way. They are easily tipped over onto their back and are unable to right themselves. Sheep are bothered by people who try to clean or shear their wool. They're creatures of habit that often get stuck in a rut. Sheep are needy. They require more care than any other livestock. It's hard to talk about all this, knowing that Jesus compares us to this embarrassing animal. In fact, it's pretty easy to see myself in a lot of these bullet points. But here's an overarching truth about Jesus' relationship with sheep. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 36 and 37, it says this. When Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. The deepest truth is summed up in a well-known lyric from a children's song. Jesus loves me, this I know. He wants to shepherd us because he loves us. Sheep don't need a better understanding of how to avoid getting eaten by wolves. We need a deeper trust in and obedience to our fierce shepherd who will look out for us, defend us and rescue us. Consider this question. What are some areas that you're trying to navigate all on your own? You're trying to be independent in, that you should ask the good shepherd for help with and learn to be dependent. Maybe write these down. And as you pray in the following days, hand them over to him.
Next week, we'll hear all about remembering. Have you got a good memory? See you then.
My soul.